Esatto, CHICH, dictating on Brenda, Brenda, last name is Belk, Belk. Brenda is a 69-year-old female who was involved in a motor vehicle accident. She was driving her car on 12/5/2012, and a van came and hit on her driver's side. Basically, the impact was significant. There was a certain amount of damage done to the car. Her car spun around several times in the accident. Patient was wearing a seatbelt. A patient after the accident was taken to the hospital. At the present time, patient is complaining of headache and neck pain, numbness and tingling down the both the arms, left also she complained of left chest wall pain. It hurts when she takes deep breath in and out, and no abdominal pain, complaining of lower back pain, bilateral hip pain, and numbness or tingling down the legs. She states it's difficult to rise off the chair when she's sitting down because of the hip pain and back pain after the accident. She denies any bowel or urine incontinence. Also she's complaining of some knee pain, both the knees hurt as well. She basically is using a walker to help her ambulate. New paragraph, drug allergies none. Social issues, she's a non-smoker, denies using any drugs. Immunizations up to date. Negative history of any depression. On examination, this is the 69-year-old female, weight is 205 pounds, height 5 feet, BP is 130 by 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate was 18, temperature is 90.1, pulse ox is 96% in room air. IgNT, TM within normal limits, negative facial bony tenderness, pupils around reactive to light. Negative scalp tenderness, neck, positive cervical parietal muscle spasm bilateral, negative C-spinous process tenderness, right and left lateral flexion of the neck, elicits discomfort. Trachea was midline, heart was regular rate rhythm, no murmur. Left side mid chest wall, there was discomfort and palpation, there was slight ecchymosis. Circumduction, right and left shoulder elicits discomfort, radial pulse is equilateral, abdomen was obese, soft, organomegaly, negative ALS spinous process tenderness, positive muscle spasm bilateral ALS area, anterior flexion, patient was able to flex anteriorly and touch up to her mid-thigh area, limited range of motion because of pain, bilateral knee flexion extension elicits discomfort, bilateral knee flexion extension elicits discomfort. There was no subcutaneous crepitation, no erythema, a very minimal swelling in the left knee. Impression was a motor vehicle accident with cervical sprain, lumbosacral sprain, and bilateral knee contusion. Plan would be to have the patient physical therapy 3 times per week. Plan would be to give patients a Vicodin ES 6 to 8 hours, lidocaine patches, and also an MRI of the C spine and T spine and LS spine would be ordered. Also, X-ray of the chest, and we will reevaluate her in 4 weeks. Or error if necessary.